Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, and we're doing an insurance news roundup of the biggest three stories in insurance, P&C insurance, today. Today's episode is sponsored by Brightfire. Brightfire offers a full suite of done-for-you digital marketing services. It includes custom design agency websites, search engine optimization, local, basically everything. Online reviews, reputation management, local listings, social media, Google Ads. You can mix and match these services any way you like. Or if you're like me, you're like, take it all over, Brightfire. Do all of it, everything. We are launching a division for contractors, and Brightfire is doing it for us. So we're going to be letting you know how this process goes, which I am super, super excited. Brightfire has been in business since 2000. They work with over 2,500 independent insurance agencies. And the best thing is, they've got a 30-day money-back guarantee. No setup fees, no contracts, no user fees. That's how you tell a business is confident in their services, right? When they're like, you get a money-back guarantee, we're not going to charge you setup. Setup's expensive, and they're doing it for free. So go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, and click on Brightfire, because they are going to give the Insurance Stream listeners 3 months of $50 off for whatever you choose. So again, theinsurancestream.com, services for your agency, Brightfire. They'll do everything for you. Check them out. Okay, so on today's daily insurance meditation, we are talking about the biggest three stories in insurance today. So P&C rate hikes are expected to continue. What's driving the cost up? This one from insurancenewsnet.com. Here is the main factors driving up rate hikes. And these are good discussions to have with your insurance, right? Because I just got off the phone with somebody today, and his rate's gone up so much that he's looking at sacrificing coverage. And it's really a bad idea because the next runner-up saves him a few thousand dollars a year. This is a commercial policy. But, you know, it's not worth it because we calculated out the replacement cost value, and it was like $1.3 million under his existing policy that he's got right now. That would drop down to $595,000 if he switched to this other policy. So it's everywhere. Rates are going up across the board. People are kind of freaking out a little bit. And so having these talking points with your insureds is really, really good. So number one, inflation costs being passed to consumers. That's not a shock. Every business does that, right? They can't survive just eating inflation. They have to pass that on to the consumer. Consumers are the ones that pay inflation, period. Number two, more cost and time involved with auto insurance claims. There are supply chain issues. There's backlogs. There's labor shortages at the shops. There's all these different things going on. And so it costs more and it takes more time to do a normal auto insurance claim, which drives up the cost of claims, in turn driving up the cost of insurance. Number three, reinsurance costs are being passed to the consumers. Once again, you got inflation coming in here, and your reinsurance costs that the carriers are paying to make sure that the claims are covered, those costs are going up. Those are rate hikes on their side. Those rate hikes get passed on to consumers. Number four, climate change causes increased risk. And this really isn't, you know, a big shock, right? We've got more hurricanes, more wildfires, more everything. So that is a big reason for these rate hikes. Number five, insurance carriers leaving the state or market. So when you have reduced capacity, price goes up. Simple economics right there. Number six, more claims and or litigation from consumers. I would say stop suing insurance companies, but that's not going to happen. So, you know, there's more claims coming through. There's more litigation involved in those claims. That's driving prices up. And number seven, changes in consumer behavior. If you want to know what those changes are, go over to theinsurancenewsnet.com and click on P&C rate hikes expected to continue. What's driving those costs up? Another news, Acrisure. We all know Acrisure. They've been on this podcast before. They're a U.S.-based insurance brokerage. They buy up tons of agencies every year. They've created a new division named Wholesure, which will consolidate its wholesale P&C business. This one is actually from MSN.com. And so whole article about that over there. Super interesting to check out. They've been buying up lots of stuff. They have all these wholesale, MGA sectors, different things like that. They're going to be rolling this into this new company, new division called Wholesure, Wholesure. And then last story of the day, millennials are more likely than any other generation to embrace artificial intelligence in P&C insurance. And this one is from also from Insurance News Net. You know, basically this article just talks about how millennials born between 1980 and 1994, they are emerging as the most enthusiastic proponents of AI in P&C insurance, 33% responding that they would recommend their carrier to adopt AI. Nobody else. But, you know, that's still a pretty low number if you really think about it. 33% of millennials, that means 77% are not super pumped about AI coming into the P&C business. I say, you know, it depends on how it's adopted, right? It depends on what it's going to be doing. And is it, you know, helping the consumer, lowering prices? Probably if you spin it that way, more people are going to be in favor of it, especially with the price hikes going up. If you're talking about claims and, you know, getting more data to deny more claims or limit coverage, that's probably why people are pretty skeptical of it, because I think that that's probably what they view the insurance companies are going to be doing with this AI. So, you know, that's probably for insurers that listen, I would say that's the biggest thing stopping that support from going up is really communicating what AI is going to do inside these P&C products in order for, you know, to benefit the consumer. So that is your news roundup, and this has been your daily insurance meditation.